Hi everyone, how are you? Welcome to my channel. Here we'll be exploring popular shows and movies to learn English in a fun and simple way. And I'll be explaining common expressions, phrases, and slang you'll hear in shows like How I Met Your Mother. My goal is to help you understand everyday English better. So no matter where you are from, you can enjoy and follow along with the dialogue in your favorite series. I'm gonna start with How I Met Your Mother, so you have no choice here. So as I told you, today we're starting with How I Met Your Mother, Season 1, Episode 1. Let's dive in.
Are we being punished for something?
Are we being punished for something? It means, did we do something wrong that now we are being punished for? If something is happening because of past mistakes.
My life was good, and then Uncle Marshall went and screwed the whole thing up.
Screw up basically means you make a mistake, a big mistake. It means he did something wrong that caused a problem. So screw up. Screw up. This is the base form, okay? Past tense, you can say screwed up. Screwed the whole thing up. And sometimes just try to repeat, okay? Like, is this gonna take a while? Lesson?
Yeah, is this gonna take a while?
Yes.
Even the intonation should be important for you. Intonation means, is this gonna take a while? Something like that. You shouldn't say it like this. Is this gonna take a while? No.
You pop the champagne, you drink.
You pop the champagne means to open a bottle of champagne.
Thanks for helping me plan this out, Ted.
Thanks for helping me plan this out, Ted. Okay? Thanks for doing something. After preposition, like for, we've got a verb plus ing. Thank you for coming. Coming. We're not allowed to say thank you for come. That's wrong.
You pop the champagne, you drink a toast.
To drink a toast means to raise a glass and say cheers.
I've been there for all the big moments of you and Lily.
I've been there for you. This is present. Perfect.
Well, if the bottom bunk moves, the top bunk moves too.
Top bunk, bottom bunk. Bunk beds have two levels, top and bottom. Here it is saying that these levels move or are shaky. They are shaky. Like this. And you're having beep with someone else.
Your Uncle Marshall was taking the biggest step of his life.
Take the biggest step of his life. Of his life. We don't say of his life. Of is this. This is of. This is how we pronounce it. It means to make an important decision, like getting married or moving to a new place.
Ted, I'm gonna teach you how to live.
Barney doesn't say, I'm going to teach you how to live. He says, I'm gonna. And clearly he doesn't say, I'm gonna. Okay, listen to it one more time, then you will understand what I'm talking about.
Ted, I'm gonna teach you how to live.
I'm gonna teach you how to live. Native speakers just compress the words, the sentences.
Ugh, I'm exhausted.
When you say, I'm tired, you mean this level or this level. And when you say, I'm exhausted, means this level.
It was finger painting day at school and a 5-year-old boy got to second base with...
Finger painting day. You paint with your fingers. Second base is a slang term referring to kissing, touching, you know. But here it is used in a humorous and unexpected way.
So he was pretty good at thinking on his feet.
He was good at thinking on his feet. To be good at something means you're able to do that in the best way. He was good at thinking on his feet. Here means someone is good at reacting quickly to situations and coming up with ideas.
I just couldn't imagine settling down right now.
Couldn't imagine settling down. Why we're saying it in an ing form? Settling down because of this word. Imagine settling down. After imagine, if you've got another verb, it should be in an ing form. Okay? It means getting married or starting a family. Here, it is saying they can't picture themselves doing that in the future.
I'm not gonna worry about it.
See, I'm not gonna worry about it. I'm not gonna worry about it. You have to repeat it. Good.
Simple ceremony, we'll write our own vows.
A ceremony is an important event or celebration, like a wedding. Vows are promises that you make during a wedding, like saying, I will love you forever.
One you plan out for months, the other just slips out when you're half drunk at some bar.
I don't say it sleeps. It sleeps out. It sleeps out. Okay, what does that mean? Sleep out. It means saying something without meaning to. Often when you're not in control, like when you're drunk.
No, but dibs.
Dibs is a fun word people use to claim something as theirs.
Why am I freaking out all of a sudden? This is crazy.
Why am I freaking out all of a sudden? Freaking out means getting very nervous, scared suddenly. Ted is asking why he is feeling that way.
Come on, let me have you, pansy!
Pansy is a playful insult. Let me have it means let me do something.
You know, if it'll make your friend feel better, you could throw a drink in my face. I don't mind.
She would love that.
I don't mind means I'm okay with that. It's okay. And throw a drink in my face.
The next night, I took her out to this little bistro in Brooklyn.
Little bistro in Brooklyn. Bistro is a small casual restaurant, and Brooklyn is a part of New York City.
Order. I do those dumb little fluff pieces at the end of the news.
Fluff pieces are short and not very serious news stories.
That is one badass blue French horn.
Yeah.
Badass means something is impressive or very cool.
So you chickened out like...
Chicken out. To decide not to do something because one is afraid.
I don't need to take first kiss advice from some pirate who hasn't been...
Take some advice from someone.
I need your opinion on something.
Okay, meet me at the bar in 15 minutes and so...
I need your opinion on this. It means someone is asking someone else for their thoughts or advice on something.
She didn't even give me the signal.
What, is she gonna bat her eyes at you in Morse code, Ted?
Signal means a sign or a clue. She's gonna bat her eyes in Morse code. It means she's going to try to communicate or flirt using her eyes in a fun way.
Giving this bizarre story a happy ending.
Bizarre means strange or unusual.
I gotta do what that guy couldn't. I gotta take the leap.
I gotta do what that guy couldn't. I gotta means I have to. I should. I gotta take the leap means to take a risk or try something new, even though it might be scary.
Okay, not a perfect metaphor, because for me it's fall in love and get married, and for him it's death.
Not a perfect metaphor is when you describe something by saying it is something else.
All right, but under one condition.
But under one condition. It means I will do this, but only if one thing happens first.
Good.
Kiss the crap out of that girl.
Kiss the crap out of that girl. Out of that girl. I don't say out of that girl. Out of that girl. It means to kiss someone passionately with a lot of energy.
As I walked up to that door, a million thoughts raced through my mind.
A million thoughts raced through my mind. This means the person was thinking many things, often because they're very confused or worried.
simple no would have sufficed.
Sufficed means was enough.
What brings you back to Brooklyn at 1 a.m. in a suit?
What brings you back to here? It means what made you return or why are you back?
You're hungry for experience, hungry for something new.
Hungry for something new. Hungry here means eager or excited.
We can't just abandon Ted.
We can't abandon Ted. Abandon means to leave someone behind. They can't leave Ted alone.
Some hypothetical woman.
Hypothetical means imaginary.
Or to bear with me through all this.
Bear with me means to be patient with someone. If a woman were to stay with me through everything, I would be a great husband. What is it? Second conditional.
That long lingering handshake you...
That long lingering handshake. A long meaningful handshake. You know? Something is behind that.
There's no such thing as this signal.
There is no such thing as blah blah blah. It means they don't really exist.
Yeah, Ted, we're not on you anymore.
We're not on you anymore, Ted. It means we're not focusing on you or paying attention to you anymore.
To one hell of a night!
To one hell of a night. One hell of a night means an amazing or unforgettable night.
It happens whether you plan it or not.
It means it's going to happen, whether you make plans for that or not. Okay, we're done. How is it? Did you enjoy it? I did. I hope you found this episode helpful and had some fun learning English along the way. If you enjoyed it, please give this video a thumbs up and consider subscribing to keep up more videos like this. Let me know in the comments if there is a specific show or expression you'd like us to explore together. Can't wait to see you in the next video. So until then, take care and have a nice one.